know you can't meditate. If you afraid, then you come out with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get
lit. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound, on this Hump Day Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. We are back. At the moment, I am sitting solo in the Dog Bowl. Nathan Zagura is wrapping up his time with Mike Pettine doing the coach's show. And a great kind of occasion here had just gone on. The last 28 hours has been occupied by the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. It gives me great pleasure to say I was a part of it for the first time, doing the show yesterday with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon. And then this morning, Nathan and myself doing a show with many special guests that highlighted exactly what the Browns Foundation stands for and the organizations that they support with the monies that were raised. And as the really big show just concluded, we have come to a grand total of $135,761 has been donated to the foundation throughout the Radiothon. And for those of you who have not been tuned into the Radiothon, Mr. Jimmy Haslam and his wife Dee Haslam have been gracious enough to match that donation. So that means $270,000+ will now be donated to the Cleveland Browns Foundation. For all of you who partook as a part of the Radiothon, we greatly appreciate your generosity in bidding on the camouflage jerseys that Mike Pettine donated on behalf of the players. There were great events. Just to highlight a few of the things, there was Monday Night Football with Brian Hartline, a speed clinic with Andrew Hawkins, Isaiah Crowell coaching your youth football team, movie night with Gary Barnett. Some of the huge highlights at the end of the show were a trip, an all-expense-paid trip to Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco, regardless of who's playing in that football game. I know I was actively a part of the Joe Thomas fishing trip charter giveaway. That got $7,100. Trips to Seattle to fly with the team as a guest on their trip. Those went for $4,600. Just all in all, an absolute great event, and makes me very proud, having been a part of this organization just a shade under 1 year, to understand what the Browns stand for and the culture that they're building. And now I truly understand and have wrapped my head around exactly what the Cleveland Browns Foundation stands for, why I continually give 10 after 10 after 10. And for those of you who have not, sign up on clevelandbrowns.com for the Browns Give 10 initiative, which is giving 10 hours of your time and doing any volunteer work in your community. So it's a great day. And a celebration just happened outside the Dog Bowl. Every single Cleveland Browns employee was standing there being addressed by Jimmy Haslam, celebrating today and what they accomplished. So it's a very, very cool day. Getting back to business, getting back to football, it is a Wednesday. And as Nathan has talked about on Monday, after a crushing defeat to the New York Jets, we have some news coming up. We're going to have Mike Pettine's presser at 1:30. We're going to air that. We're going to have the roundtable at 2 p.m. with Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones. Nathan and I, as we discussed Monday, we're going to give our grades. I think that's going to be brief. But we want to hear you. You know, we didn't get a chance. We talked to a lot of you on Monday, and we want to hear from you all show long, as always. 216-578-0850, or you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. And then another hot topic that we'll discuss a little bit later in the show is CBS's Will Brinson has his updated Super Bowl odds out. And I'd like your thoughts on that. And I want to say, Dino, he has the Browns as an extreme long shot, I'm sure.
I would, that doesn't shock me.
All right. I actually pulled it up. We've got, as of right now, after week one, he's got the Packers at 7-2, was previously 6-1. The Seahawks at 6-1, previously 9-2. Patriots 6-1, previously 8-1. I'll go through our AFC North opponents. Steelers 25-1, Ravens 25-1, Bengals all 25-1. Let's see here. Get to the Brownies. They're down there, man. The Browns ranked 28th at 300-1, and were previously 100-1. Yikes.
Yeah.
But that all being said, the Titans at 80-1 and the Raiders at 300-1. So not a lot of optimism surrounding this football team after their week one performance and that loss to New York Jets. And as I said, I want to hear from you all show long. 216-578-0850. Call in, chime in. We can celebrate the Radiothon and supporting youth development and education here in Northeast Ohio. You can give us your react if you didn't have a chance on Monday to call in to say your piece about what you took from Sunday's football game at MetLife Stadium and or the optimism you may or may not have about this football team with two home games in a row at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. And Dino, I'll throw back to you simply because, you know, Monday was kind of a whirlwind. After sleeping on it for 2 days, what are your takeaways and what is your bridge to success for this football team going in to the home game against the Tennessee Titans?
You know, it's one of the nice things about the Browns Foundation Radiothon. We had a chance to talk to some of the guys, and they were so giving. Some of the players, they were so giving on their days off
to
come out and talk to us. You know, during my 2 hours with Bruce Hooley, we talked to Joe Thomas, we talked to Paul Kruger and Brian Hartline. To a man, they said, hey, look, that's, you know, we know that's not us. We can do better. Paul Kruger said, look, you know, it really is. He goes, for him, it's difficult, but there is that 24-hour rule. He goes, you know, you watch the tape on Monday. He goes, we get it out of our system. And he goes, now, he goes, my head is all about the Titans, you know, being out there for our fans. And I think that's going to be one of the big things with the paths to success on Sunday is I think the Browns have to get off to a quick start. Get the fans rolling. Get that home field advantage going. Get the energy going. And I think that, you know, you got to get that second half especially out of your system. And I think a good start offensively and defensively is a good path to kind of get yourself in the right mood and the right frame to win Sunday against the Titans.
I agree. And just having some discussions in the building, something that I recalled and I've referenced before on this show that Marty Schottenheimer has shared with me, for you to compete and have an opportunity to almost essentially guarantee your spot into the postseason is going as close to undefeated as possible as you can at home. And I would say 7-1, 6-2 at home and truly defining First Energy Stadium as a home field advantage. And that takes all of you, Dog Pound. Showing up in force, excited about this football team, even though what you saw on Sunday, as you said, from those players, that's not us. Well, let's see what they are.
Yeah.
And let's see this home field advantage and see what they truly stand for when at home, in their comfort zone, sleeping in their own beds, prepared after they took one on the nose on Sunday. So it'll be very interesting. And then, as the other half of that is splitting on the road. So right now we sit at 0-1 on the road. And that means to me, in a game that I thought we could have won, that we will have to go on the road at some point later in the season and steal one from a team that we may have kind of give them the benefit of the doubt that they would beat the Cleveland Browns when playing at home.
Whether it's Arizona or St. Louis,
yes,
or Kansas City, one of those games. You know, we all play the schedule game.
Yep.
And everybody hates when we play the schedule
game. Exactly what I'm talking about.
But you know, though, it's the one we kind of earmark. Ah, it's going to be kind of tough. I'll put it down for a loss. Uh-uh.
Right.
Now, that's when you have to flip the script.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so we want to hear from you. Give us a shout. Let us know after sleeping the last two nights, 48 hours has surpassed, or more now, since the Cleveland Browns lost to the New York Jets. What positive did you take from that football game? Or have you just kind of buried it, as Mike Pettine talked about, or put it on the shelf? To kind of get it out of your mind, and you're looking forward to this Sunday versus the Tennessee Titans, and having spent time with Travis Benjamin, reliving his pass from Johnny Manziel, which was his, in fact, you know, first career touchdown, and reliving the greatest comeback in NFL history last year against the Tennessee Titans. Can we go home and home versus Tennessee? We went to their place, pulled out a victory. They're coming to our place with extremely high on Marcus Mariota and his four touchdowns. The second overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft. This is a team that we should beat. This is a team top to bottom that I think we can out physical, and we need to show that. So I want to hear from you. 216-578-0850 or tweet the show at Browns_daily. We're going to get our first timeout. Hopefully coming out of this timeout, I can grab our host, Nathan Zagura. But I said, I want your reaction to the game. Where are you at, Browns fans? Give me your psyche on a Wednesday, knowing we have two opponents that we can beat in our place, First Energy Stadium. This is Matt Wilhelm on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as always, on ESPN 850 WKNR.